Hi, I'm Lee and Locura here at La Piñata Hour at Skid Row Studios. And today we have Mike Watt, the Minuteman, is here with us. And we're going to have this awesome interview with him. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me aboard, Lee.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to have this interview with you. So how you doing? How you been? What are you doing lately?
I just got done with a big tour of the U.S. and Canada.
Wow!
Playing my Hyphenated Man opera.
Oh, interesting. And also, you're gonna
50. I did 51 gigs in 52 days.
Wow! So you
are
you?
Where was the night off?
It was a drive day between Lawrence and Denver.
Wow. So now what's ahead of you now? Are you going to be doing this? Are you going to go back to tour later or?
Yeah, but different tour. And next week I go, the Stooges, they do summer festivals, over in Europe. So that's what I'll be doing for the summer.
Wow, with the Stooges. How are those guys doing?
Great. I mean, this is a place where I'm the youngest guy in the band. Finally.
Right. Well, for our listeners, what they don't know is that Mike and I, we both went to the same school. And what school would that be, Mike?
San Pedro High School. I was class of 1976.
Wow, 1976. I know. Now I went to the school not too long ago, maybe about a month ago. I was just driving by 13th Street, and now it has the gates and fences, and it has changed a lot.
Different.
Yeah.
More confined.
Right. Were you there when Encino, a teacher by the name Encino, was there? No?
It's hard for me to remember sometimes. I remember some teachers, though.
Okay, all right.
Mr. Karg, Mr. Donahue, my electric shop teacher. I think they had to make a big impression on me to remember. Sorry.
And also, I remember about Pedro, one of the favorite places I used to go see you would be Sacred Ground.
Yeah. Coffee shop downtown.
Yeah, one of the best places to go there, hang out, and learn about San Pedro culture there. I discovered so many bands. I saw you there playing at Dos, right?
Yeah, right.
And
By the way, Dos has new album coming out in July.
Oh, in July. Okay. Mm-hmm. How's it being released?
My own label, Clench Wrench.
Okay. How long you had that label? For how long is the...
I just started at the beginning of this year. That's what my Hyphenated Man opera came out on.
Right on.
So Dos will be the second release.
Okay, that's good to know. Are those the only releases you're doing on this year?
Oh, no, I got a bunch. That's why I had to start my own label. Every 3 months, I'll be putting out another release because I got a lot of projects in the pipeline.
Nice. I also know that you have a podcast show, The What from Pedro.
Yeah, the What from Pedro show. Last week, I did my 10-year anniversary show.
I know. You've been doing it for... You used to do it on radio, right? Something like FM or AM?
Yeah, well, it was a pirate station up in Silver Lake.
Okay.
I did that for 2 years till the government said no more, and they closed that station.
So the government.
So I started on the internet here in San Pedro. Didn't have to drive to Silver Lake anymore.
Nice.
So, Mike... you know, podcasting is something that we're doing here. We have about 5 different shows on our podcasting network. I'm a busy guy these days doing a full-time job and then doing the podcasting at night. I'm just curious, you know, how you feel about, you know, the internet movement and podcasting. I mean, it's a forum where you can pretty much say and do whatever you want. And, you know, as you discovered, as soon as you broadcast over on the government frequencies, they don't like that. But the internet's wide open.
Yeah, and you can reach more folks.
Right.
That pirate station, you know, I'd get to the 4-level interchange, and on my way back to Pedro, I couldn't hear it anymore. But now somebody in Sarajevo, for example, could hear the Watt from Pedro show.
Have you been tracking who's been listening to the Watt from Pedro? Are you getting listeners from all over the world?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get music from all over because of it, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the, some comments or things, I don't know, somewhere, and shows there, people calling from different... we had a caller, we had a show last week, and we had a caller from Utah that was listening to our show. I was like, Utah, okay, nice. That's good.
But that's what's great about the internet. It's kind of a leveler for us little guys.
Yeah.
I really feel like, you know, as soon as it seems like there's a kind of a second revolution in the podcasting world where the content is getting better. You know, as technology advances, you can produce a show that sounds like as good as a terrestrial radio show, you know, in your bedroom. And, you know, it's putting the power kind of back into the individual to get their word out there and say whatever it is they want to say. That's really the great thing about it.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
In fact, on tour, I bring my, you know, Mac purse. I do shows from the road.
Right. Yeah, in these days, yeah. We have the Skype, too, and people are recording each other like that, too, as well.
But that's right, I'm going to do an interview tomorrow on my show with somebody in upstate New York via Skype.
There we go.
That's great.
Yeah.
What's happening about it? Sometimes people will say, oh, it's the bad new days, but there's also some good things.
Right. Yeah. I guess with this ability, it kind of attracts a lot of fluff, I guess you could say. But the people that really break through that have the good content, you know, they're going to be heard and gather a lot of listeners.
Yeah, I agree.
So what can you say to the DIY movement right now? It's
oh, let the freak flag fly.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. Now with this, you know, internet radio and different shows, bands get to be known quicker, faster, and with this, you know, internet thing.
Yeah, mostly the only music I play on my show is what people give me at gigs or send to me. I don't play commercial stuff.
Right. What do you consider commercial? What commercial will be for you?
Pushed by a big label or something. This is stuff people are doing right in their own pads, you know, mm-hmm. garages or bedrooms.
Right. I have a little say here. We broadcast Econo here.
Yep.
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, that's my philosophy also.
I know it is. I've been watching We Jam Econo for like maybe eight times. I watched the show. I mean, the documentary is so one of my favorite documentaries of music, you know?
Wow. So you know a little something about the Minutemen now, then.
Oh, yes.
So what's going on in Pedro right now? Is there still a scene in Pedro?
Absolutely, there is. There's a lot of bands. People move here, in fact. We got some people from Orange County living here because of the scene. Todd from Recess Records moved here from Torrance. There's a big healthy scene going on.
Yeah,
not a lot of clubs to play, but there's a lot of bands, people yeah. making music.
Yeah, the two places that I used to go would be like Sacred Ground and the other place on 13th Street and Pacific, the big venue.
Dancing Waters.
Yeah, there we go.
Right.
I used to go see
right now that's more Tejano
music. Yeah.
But people have been doing gigs at the Skate Shop, Sunken City, and at Harold's.
Oh, Harold's Bar in Pacific, yes.
Right?
Yes. I saw there lots of bands. The Red Onions, the Leeches.
Right, Leeches.
Yeah, Toys
the drummer,
Kill.
Raul Morales, he's my drummer in the Misfits.
Yes, band. Yeah. I know Raul. Well, we played before with the Leeches and the great Kapow.
Yeah, he's a great cat.
Yeah.
Great guy.
You still see him?
Well, yeah, I just got done touring with him. I played 2 days ago on KXLU. We did the opera over the air, a great station out of Loyola Marymount.
Right on. So what are you going to be doing all this time until the Stooges take off?
Well, Thursday is Stooges, so it's not very far away.
Hmm.
So, but in the meantime, yeah, I'm getting stuff together. Like I said, these projects I got, I'm getting them ready for release. In the fall, I'm going to bring the third opera, Missing Men, to Europe and do touring over there. So I got a very full 2011.
So, Mike, you've had the opportunity to travel the world and play with some amazing musicians because of your talent playing bass. Do you play any other instruments, or do you ever switch it up once in a while from the bass?
A little bit of guitar,
yeah,
but not much. Although I did this hyphenated man, I did write on D. Boone's guitar as Telecaster. But I usually, yeah, stick to bass.
And what's the first city you're hitting with the Stooges?
It's called Newcastle. It's in the north of England.
And those must be, I mean, can't even imagine as a musician, myself and Lee as well, just can't even imagine what the energy is like playing at a Stooges show.
Oh, yeah. They're incredible. Those songs are timeless. And Ig is, he's the bow of the boat. There's nothing like being on a stage with that guy. I mean, his work ethic is incredible.
I saw a Coachella.
That was the first one.
Yes, and I saw the video. Coachella released this video. I think they only released one, but I saw the footage, and I see you playing, and I noticed that he jumped on top of your bass amp. And you look really nervous, but you were doing your thing, and he just jumped on top, and it was just awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He's full of surprises.
Right.
But I want to play my best for them, because if you think about it, I don't even think we'd have a punk scene if it wasn't for Stooges.
Right.
Oh, yes.
So I have much respect, and I try my hardest when I'm with them. That gig was 8 years ago. So actually, I've been working for them longer than I was a Minuteman or a fire hose.
Yeah, you know what? The amazing thing about you is that you've been with so many different bands, different styles. You play with Sonic Youth as well, right?
Yeah, they're good friends of mine. I just think if I put my bass in different situations, I can learn more about it. So I'm into, like, trying everything I can as far as working the bass to different kinds of people and music.
Right. Have you ever heard of Rodrigo and Gabriela?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That will be my dream, to see you playing bass with them.
That would
Can we
be
make
wild.
That happen?
I have to try and work on that. That's a great idea, though. They're incredible.
Oh, yeah. I think if we put a bill like that, we have you guys come down here and play, oh, that will be a history in the making.
Expect.
Yeah. Well, what else? So we know that you are going to be playing soon with the Stooges. That's got to be exciting, you know?
Yeah, it is.
It's one of those...
Never dull moment, Yeah. Playing a Stooges gig, I'll tell you. They seem to go by like in 5 minutes.
When you play with them or when you play like that kind of, you know, sound, does it take you back to like 85, 87 or...
It takes me back to teenage in the 70s when I was hearing those records for the first time.
Have you ever thought of, does it ever come across your mind that you will be, playing with the Stooges?
No. That's a total mind blow. I would have never guessed that in a million years.
Mm. You've been blessed in a way. You've been very, very blessed.
It's worth it.
Yeah, muchas. Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is the Piñata Hour. Piñata Hour. Thank you, Mike Watt, for letting us talk to you.
No problem.
We really, really appreciate it. And we thank you for supporting also the, you know, DIY. That's how we're doing here. Jeremy from SkateRose.com, he's our angel. He's helping us out.
That's so great. But those are my roots. You know, I come from it, and I don't ever want to leave.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Punk rock changed my life as well. You know?
That's great, Lee.
Yeah, with the San Pedro culture and all that.
Thank you so much, Mike. We really appreciate this. And make sure everyone out there listening, check out the Watt from Pedro show.
PWFPS.com.
There you go. And check us out sometime, Mike, when you get a chance. Skidrow.la. We got a bunch of different shows, mostly punk rock or music-related shows.
Right.
So. And also with a lot of punk spirit into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's happened. You know, I never thought of it as much of a style of music as a state of mind. So everybody, freedom. Let the freak flag fly.
Way notifies to measure.
Dude, I wasn't recording.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I'm trying to say, how can I express, let alone possess?